Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where it's time for our weekly visit with Mary Foster, the editor's daughter. Enjoy.
Now, Mary Foster, the editor's daughter. As today's chapter opens, Henry Foster is sitting in the living room of his home reading. The time is about 11 o'clock at night, somewhat past Henry's bedtime, but he's never been able to break himself of the habit of staying up until his daughter Mary gets home from an evening out. Presently, Della, the housekeeper, comes downstairs. Della looks troubled, as she says.
Excuse me for disturbing you, Mr. Foster, but has Miss Lord come in yet?
No, she ain't, Della. She ought to be coming in any minute now, I should think. She and Mr. Kelsey was just planning to eat out, as far as I know. Although, of course, they might have gone to a picture afterward. Why, Della?
Well, I'm kind of worried about little William Henry, baby, Mr. Foster.
Little William Henry? What's the matter with him?
Well, I don't just know. Maybe there's nothing the matter with him. But he ain't acting just right to me.
Is he awake?
No, sir, he ain't awake. But he ain't sleeping right. He's restless and moving around in the bed, and his head feels kind of hot, and I don't like it.
Gracious. I guess maybe I better go up and take a look at him.
Well, I certainly wish you would.
All right. Let's go see what's what.
Yes, sir.
Della, is he crying out any? I don't recall hearing him cry out.
Oh, no, sir, he ain't crying out. He ain't making a sound. Now, of course, maybe I'm wrong, and maybe he's all right. But I just have a feeling about little baby. When they ain't right, I ain't right either.
Yeah. Let's not wake the little fella up. I'm going to turn on this lamp. Della, you shade it with your hands, will you?
Mm-hmm.
So he won't get any glare from it in his face.
Yes.
That's the stuff. Let's see. Suppose he's got too many bedclothes over him, do you?
Oh, no, sir.
Pretty warm night out, though. That might be it.
Well, it ain't pretty warm night out heat that's bothering him, Mr. Foster, and making his face flush up that way. It's bad heat from within him, that's it.
Gracious, his face is pretty flushed, ain't
it? Sure is.
Let's see how his head feels. Pretty hot, ain't it?
Yes, sirree.
I'll tell you what I guess I better do, Della. I better see if I can get in touch with his mother. She ought to be here.
Yeah, it's just exactly where she ought to be.
Yeah, well, let's get out of his room. I'll snap off the light.
Yes, sir.
Della, I guess perhaps I better give Doc Nelson a call, don't you think?
Oh, yes, sir. He'll know what the matter is right off quick in the bat, as they say.
Yeah. Della, do you happen to know if there's any measles or any mumps or chicken pox making the rounds of the town?
Well, now, it appears to me somebody told me there was a few cases of the measles, but I don't know who's got them or how many cases, Mr. Foster. I don't know nothing about the mumps or chicken pox.
Might be it. Might be the measles.
Mm-hmm.
Or, on the other hand, it might be a tooth coming through. As I recall it, a baby can fever up a mite on that.
Well, I don't believe it's that. And I don't believe it's any measles either.
All right. Now, let's not go and make a mountain out of a molehill right off at the start, Della. Because that ain't going to do any good at all.
Oh, no, sir.
I mean, we'll take the usual precautions and we'll call the doctor. But let's not have anything serious the matter with that baby until we know for sure.
Yes, sir.
Hello, operator. Say, give me Doc Nelson's apartment, will you, please? Yeah.
Well, maybe I better go get some cold cloths and put him on his little head.
Cold cloth.
Uh-huh.
Do you know for sure that that's going to do some good?
Well, not at all.
I said, do you know for sure?
Well, no, sir. But when a baby's head is as hot as his is, don't understand the reason that cold water would cool him down?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it would. But no, we better not do anything of the sort, Della, till Doc Nelson gets here.
All right.
I mean, how do we know but what would be just the wrong thing to do? Where in blazes do you suppose Doc is? Just when we want him. Hello, Doc? Henry Foster speaking. Did he get you out of bed? Oh, well, that's too bad, Doc. But I tell you, the baby, William Henry, he seems to be kind of fevered up. And I'm getting sort of anxious about him. What's he? Oh, you will. Well, that's fine. Yes? All right. Much obliged, Doc. Bye. He's coming over just as soon as he can get dressed.
And now, is you going to try to find Miss Lord?
Yes, I guess I will.
That's good.
Hello, operator. Give me the Mansion House now, will you? I'll feel a sight more relieved to know the Doc's coming over.
Yes, sir.
Nothing like knowledge of things. Hello. Mansion House? I say, is this the Mansion House? Well, I can't hear you. This is Henry Foster calling. Listen, could you tell me if my daughter and Mr. Kelsey went to the movies from there? Yeah. They ate the supper there. Well, I'm trying to locate my daughter. Uh-huh. You don't know her? Well, all right. Much obliged. Bye. No, all he knows is that they ate the supper there and then went on out somewhere. I don't know where else to call.
You're listening to Mary Foster, the editor's daughter. We'll be right back with more after this. And now let's wrap up this episode of Mary Foster, the editor's daughter, on When Radio Was.
But there's no point in your driving me home and leaving the car and then walking back to the hotel yourself, Jack. Why not let me just drop you at the hotel and save you the walk?
Why, after an evening with a lovely blonde siren of Valley Springs...
Siren?
The walk will seem like nothing. Why, honey, I'll be walking on air.
Very well, whatever you say. Does seem rather needless, though.
Well, have you had a good evening?
Yes, I have, Jack. Really, I have.
Good.
Now, I haven't enjoyed myself so much for weeks. I really had a wonderful evening, and I certainly haven't laughed so much for months.
The great Kelsey laid himself out to be nice.
The great Kelsey is very nice.
But, Mary, just think of what a swell week we could have if you came to New York. Why, we could go to theaters, night spots. Now, look, be honest. Wouldn't you like to put in a week making the rounds of the town?
Oh, I'll admit it would be fun.
Well, then, if it'd be fun, why not?
Because it's simply out of the question.
I don't see why.
Well, I have a job here in Valley Springs, and I also have my children to look after.
Well, you get a vacation out of the job, don't you?
Yes, but...
And your father and Della can look after the children for a week, certainly. What was it he was telling me about you taking a trip out to California some months ago?
Yes, yes, of course. That's another reason why I couldn't possibly consider going to New York.
Oh.
That California trip will have to last me for a long, long time.
Well, just the same, honey, you think it over. I'm going to figure on your coming to town. Mm-hmm. And when I get back, I'm going to keep flooding you with mail and phone calls... until you agree to make the trip.
Oh.
Now, I'll keep you so busy answering the phone and opening mail, you won't have time for anything else.
You're so silly.
Well, shall I run the car into the garage?
Yes, if you will, please.
Well, there you are, my sweet. Home, safe, and sound.
Thank you.
And just to show what a terrific gentleman the great Kelsey is... he's not even going to ask for a goodnight kiss.
You're just as nice as you can be, Jack.
Thank
and
you.
Once again, I had a grand evening. Thanks so much.
Thanks, so do you, honey. Well. Lights on in the house. They still wait up for the little girl, don't they?
Sure, why not? Gosh, the upstairs hall light's on, too.
Uh-huh.
Hope nothing's wrong.
You, Mary?
Yes, Dad.
You better come in just as quick as you can. The baby seems to be pretty sick.
Oh, dear, the poor little darling. All right, Dad. Oh, good night, Jack.
Good night, Mary. I'm sorry to hear about the baby, but kids get these upsets. It usually doesn't mean much. Well, I'll drop you a line from New York.
Yes, I wish you would. Good night, and thanks.
Good night.
What's the matter with him, Dad?
I don't know. I ain't a physician. It kind of seems to me, Mary, that you could have got in before this hour. Where in the world have you been?
Well, we went to the movies after dinner.
Movies? I tried to reach you at the Mansion House. Fella said that you and Kelsey went out somewhere. He didn't know where.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I'll go right up and see him. Did you call Bill Nelson?
Yes, he'll be over any minute now.
Is that Miss Lord I hear talking, Mr. Foster?
Yes, yes, she just come in. She went upstairs. Oh, what's that you got there?
Well, that's an ice bag, Mr. Foster. I figured maybe it would be a good idea to put this bag on the little baby's head to sort of cool him down. You understand?
Well, now you look here, Della. I understand that you want to do something to help. You have helped already by looking after him till she got home. But no, no, let's not have any ice bags till Doc Nelson gets here.
Well, now, maybe Miss Lord, she'll think it'd be a good idea.
All right, that's up to her, of course. But even if it is a good idea, it won't do enough good between now and the time Doc gets here to justify taking a chance and using it, when it may be just the wrong thing to do.
I don't know.
I guess I'll go upstairs now, see what Mary thinks about the baby's spell.
Well, I'll go up, too, and I'll take this here ice bag just in case.
Well, here she is now, coming out into the hall. You figure he's pretty sick, do you, Mary?
I don't know. He seems to have a very high temperature. I wish Bill would get here. How long ago did you call him?
Oh, I called him 2 or 3 minutes before you got here. Get up out of bed, answer the telephone. Of course, he had to get dressed. He ought to be here within the next 5 minutes, I should think.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it may not be serious, but, well, I just don't like the looks of it one little bit.
Miss Lord, and neither do I. Now, if you ask me, that poor little baby is powerful sick.
Is little William Henry's illness serious? Perhaps we'll learn more about this next time. Now, in just a moment, we'll hear from Henry Foster, who has a few words of homely philosophy for us. But first, Kroger brand is new. It's the brand new bread with a twist in the new blue and white wrapper. Master bakers confirm what your taste tells you. For instance, Mr. H.M. Hurt, who has been a master baker for 21 years and is superintendent of the Kroger Memphis Bakery. Mr. Hurt says,
Kroger bread today is the finest loaf I've ever seen leave our bakeries. Each loaf is whiter and richer because only the very best ingredients are used. Each loaf is finer textured and more flavorful because we twist the dough before baking. Yes, we at the Kroger Bakeries are proud of every enriched golden brown loaf that comes out of our ovens.
Take the word of a master baker. You've never eaten a finer tasting, more delicious bread. And every loaf saves you money. You can double your savings when you buy 2 loaves for only 25 cents. Your neighborhood Kroger store is the only place they sell Kroger bread. The brand new bread with a twist. Now, Henry Foster.
You know, I've met quite a few men in my time, and there's one thing I've noticed. That the more a man knows about himself, the less he says about it. Kind of wise of him, too, maybe. Well, see you soon. Bye.
Be sure to listen tomorrow for the next exciting episode of Mary Foster, the Editor's Daughter. It's Kroger for better values in famous foods. Yes, the wonderful foods you see advertised in Life magazine are featured in your neighborhood Kroger store. Shop at Kroger for better value.
From the late 1940s, that indeed, Mary Foster, the Editor's Daughter. We'll have another installment at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we heard big screen performer Ward Bond in an episode of The Family Theater. Well, my question is about the TV series Wagon Train. When Bond passed away suddenly in 1960, he was replaced as the host on Wagon Train by Jeanette Nolan's husband. I'll name him and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
It's now or never.
Revel in decade of hits, the 60s. A collection of 75 of the most popular songs of the 1960s. Brought to you by MusicRewind.com. Enjoy the original recordings of some of the biggest artists and groups from the 60s, such as Ray Charles, Connie Francis, Sam Cooke, The Four Seasons, The Drifters, The Ventures, and so many more.
Please don't ever make her blue.
There is a rose in Spanish Harlem.
Order Decade of Hits, the 60s, now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98. Plus, get a bonus of reduced shipping with promo code BONUS77. Find out why breaking up is hard to do with Neil Sedaka, or What's Beyond the Sea with Bobby Darin by going to musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now. Remember promo code BONUS77 for reduced shipping. Decade of Hits the 60s can be yours today for the amazingly low price of $19.98 at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Don't forget promo code BONUS77 to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced a thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers can have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at visa.com. That's simply visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back to Win Radio Wazzer. Before the break, we're talking about the TV series Wagon Train. Following the sudden death of host Ward Bond in 1960, he was replaced by another busy film actor, John McIntyre, the husband of decorated actress Jeanette Nolan. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but hey, please remember to visit the website. It's winradiowaz.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.